Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons, and as we do most Fridays at this time, 3:30, we go to the guest line to talk to our buddy Mike Giardi from Boston Sports Journal, and that means it's time for the best intro for the phone hit in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, how we doing today?
Let me tell you something. Bug windshield, that's me. My dog took it for a hike, and he decided to roll in crap. So I spent the last 2 hours decrapifying him. It's been a great time.
Well,
you'd fit in right here perfectly.
Could be worse. You could have Stephen A. Smith calling you a weak-ass reporter and Cam Newton threatening you. That's how I feel, and I roll in poo.
Well, that's what happens. Hey, look, that's what happens if you poke the bear.
That's right.
Don't poke me either, because you don't want me and Cam coming after you. We both hate mascots. You saw how he unloaded on a mascot a few months ago. I did the same.
Difference is,
you're a short guy, so you could be a mascot.
Now, let's take it easy with the poking guys around here, okay? Come on now. It's a family show.
The difference is I can take you.
Come on. C-50, keep your head above.
I can't.
Michael, so the Joe Burrow talk, we talked to Trags a little bit earlier. He kind of shot down the idea that Joe Burrow's going to play. So we're getting ready for the Joe Flacco and Jamar Chase-less Bengals. Is there any chance of this game being any sort of a game at all?
There shouldn't be, because the Cincinnati Bengals have one of the worst, if not the worst, defense that I've actually ever looked at. It is remarkable how horrific they are. I don't know if Trag's gone into it, but like, they don't tackle, they don't cover, and they don't rush the passer.
That's exactly what he said.
On top of that, not a lot of effort. So I don't know. Like, even if Burrow played, like, is that going to miraculously turn their defense into something good? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad defense that gives you heart that the Patriots should be able to put up maybe a season high in points, regardless of who's playing quarterback for the other team. What do you expect on Sunday, Mike, as far as like a Patriots game plan? Do you think that they'll pass to open up the run to open up the pass, or just kind of do as they wish, since this defense seems so compliant?
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll try to sprinkle in some Ramondre and be a little bit balanced at first. And then, you know, if the run game is static or whatever, you just let Drake take over. And it has worked to the tune of 8 straight wins. So I think you feel like you have pretty good answers regardless of how they want to play.
Hey, Mike, I watched last night's Bills game versus the Texans, you know, and Josh, you know, he doesn't have a lot of help, but there's also, you know, kind of there's a piece of his game that's kind of, he's reverted back to his early days. I think just a little bit frantic back there, throws 2 interceptions, no touchdown passes, sacked 8 times. And I'm just curious, in the MVP race, you know, how do you look at Drake May when it comes to MVP race? And do you think now that I feel like Josh is kind of maybe playing his way out of it, does that, you know, where do you have Drake May in the MVP for your?
I mean, I think he's got to be the number one guy right now, right? I mean, look, there's obviously plenty of time. You know, this could go in the wrong direction. You lose 3 out of 4 or something like that. We'll be having the same conversations. But if he continues to play at this level, the Patriots are going to win the division. They could very well end up as the number one seed. And I think we had this conversation a few weeks ago. Like, that's the recipe. It's 12, 13, 14 wins. It's a number one or number two seed, and it's winning the division. That's what's won MVPs over the last 11, 12 years. So I don't know, I guess you could, does someone else emerge from that group? But it's not going to be Josh, I don't think. So he feels like he's the front runner to me, Ted.
Let me ask you, Mike, Parcells used to always like to, when he was drafting players, draft players that reminded him of other players. And I'm curious, does Drake May, when you watch him play, does he remind you of anyone in particular?
I think it's an amalgamation of a bunch of different guys, right? I think the Herbert, there's some comparisons to Herbert that make sense to me. There's some to Josh that make sense to me. I even think I think Brian Hoyer compared him to Rodgers, and I can totally see that. And then I was even thinking this week, as they're getting ready to maybe play Joe Burrow or not play Joe Burrow, whatever it may be, he has the same thing that Joe likes to do, in the sense of hold the ball to the last possible second to make the big play. And Burrow's gotten himself in trouble at times with that, with in terms of the injuries. But think of how many he held on that ball for that tick longer, took the hit, but delivered a 55-yard strike to Chase or T. Higgins or something like that. And we've seen Drake at points do that as well. So I think there's a whole – I think what's going to end up happening is we're going to start comparing guys that come into the league and say, hey, he kind of reminds you of Drake, doesn't he? A little bit, maybe. I think that's the direction we're headed in.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, I never thought I'd be asking a question anything like this, but here we are. They've won 8 in a row. Everybody loves Drake. Everybody loves Vrabel. Everybody loves the Patriots. Is this a team that could use a loss, some adversity, something down the stretch to kind of test their mettle to better prepare them for the postseason? Or simply, are games against the Ravens and the Bills, if you win them and control them good enough, and you roll into the postseason?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I mean, I know we've gotten into this, the Patriots have been better off if they lost the game late in the year and sort of rekindled their fire.
Yep.
This team's rolling. They feel good about themselves. They still feel like they haven't played their best football. And I think we could argue that they probably haven't played their best football, maybe in pockets during games, but not from start to finish. And so if you can keep this rolling, and look, the Cincinnati without Burrow and the Giants on a Monday night, but that Bills Ravens thing is a pretty big deal. And you want to, you could, not only could you beat those teams, but the way things are trending in the conference, could you knock one of them out of the playoffs or put their playoffs hopes on life support? There's still stuff there to you should be motivated. And if this team gets fat and happy, well then they weren't made of the stuff that we thought they'd been made of here for the last 2 months.
Broncos are on the bye on Sunday, so if the Chiefs knock off the Colts, then you're basically the one seed and you got a shot, staring down the barrel of a lot of good things. One thing, though, that I think we have kind of underrated could be the impact of the loss of Milton Williams. How significant do you think that's going to be along basically all three phases?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. The ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the defense, Mike?
I think it's really significant in the sense that he has delivered the goods for year one of that contract. And I know you can look at stats, but I'm just telling you down-to-down impact. And then talking to all the D-line guys this week, because I wrote about it today for Boston Sports Journal, and they're like, he's the heartbeat of our group. Like, we're bummed that he's not going to be here. And now our job is to, you know, prove to him that all the work that he's put in with us, we can deliver, we can hold the fort, play well, and then we get him back for the stretch run in the postseason. But his energy, the leadership, he makes big plays every game, you know. So, and I think it's not a coincidence that at times in that Jets game, they struggled against the run. Milton went out really early in that football game. Like, yeah. So they miss him. He's a playmaker. To me, he's been their best player on defense. I know Gonzalez is the better quote-unquote player, but from week one to now, Milton Williams has been your best defensive player.
Yeah, I agree. He's, I mean, he got hurt like five plays in. It was early when he got out of there, Mike. And we've been kind of talking about this topic. Who can you ill afford to lose other than Drake May? You know, who do you think is the most important guy to this team, and you can't afford to have this guy get injured?
I would say it's probably that's a good one. I would say, can I split my vote?
Go ahead.
I'm going to split my vote.
Go for it.
Nice job, Peter King.
Yep, you got it. Steph Diggs, Will Campbell, and Robert Spillane.
Yep.
Big bam, boom.
Yep.
Spillane makes every list. Wow.
Yeah, he's important.
Because, again, like sort of just that heartbeat guy, and then you've got to look at what's behind him. Like, Christian Ellis was coming on before he got hurt, but Christian's not Spillane. Tavai, not Spillane. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. they, I think part of what their defense is built around is having him in the middle, and the way he diagnoses and the way he just, you know, after the first 2 weeks, he's made every tackle that's pretty much been presented to him. You know, the Diggs thing is just the trickle-down effect. Like, I think their room is better off, and I think there's more confidence if he were to go down. But he's the clear one, and even though he might not be the clear one in terms of what their final numbers look like every week, like, when they got to have it, he's been the guy that's generally delivered for them. And, you know, if Campbell goes down, it's Vidarian Lowe, and we've lived that, and I don't think we want to live it again.
Mike, I'm not going to ask you to pick the game on the way out because I think I know which way you're leaning. So I'll ask you a different question. Is this the game where Drake May gets that elusive 300 yards, and does he need it?
Well, see, I do like this idea. This was floated to me earlier today. I hadn't really thought about it, but, like, he hasn't had one this year.
Yep.
And, you know, like, hey, I know Vrabel doesn't want to say too much about him because, you know, you're just trying to keep him level. But, like, this would be a nice – hey, let's let Drake go throw for 350 and four touchdowns if the opportunity presents itself, and get him to put that at the top of his resume, or right up near the top of his resume, saying, well, you got to check that off now because he did that too.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Okay, they have a 20-point lead going into the fourth, and he's close to getting 300. Do you keep him out there, or do you put him on the sideline?
So I am Mr. Conservative on this stuff. I would put him on the sideline because, hell, I do not want him to get hurt.
Yep.
But if Vrabel comes from the Bill cloth in terms of, like, you know, there's still a whole quarter. Things can happen. Like, you play another series, how do you do it? You know, you put Dobbs in there, and if Dobbs does a Matt Castle and throws a pick, do you put Drake right back in there? But, I mean, me, conservative, totally. I'd be like, you know, you come over here, put the jacket on, take your cleats off. You're good. We're done.
You're talking about the old Bill Belichick. The new Bill Belichick doesn't like when Wake Forest goes for it on fourth and two after he calls a timeout. You know, that's
and then he's also going to co-ed adult cheerleading. I didn't even know that was a thing.
How about that?
Yep.
None of us. That
would have been on your bingo card.
There's a great picture of him.
Oh, it's awesome.
There's a great picture of him. I know you would appreciate it. He looks like, in that moment, maybe for the first time in this whole little stretch with Jordan, that he was like, what the hell am I doing? Is this worth it? I mean, of course.
Same brain, buddy. I saw that picture, and I thought, that's the worst I've seen him look in the last 20 years was in that picture.
Rumor is, actually, she's going to bring him to an adult kickball league next week, Mike.
Oh, nice.
All right, Mike, we'll let you get back to literally, I guess, the crap that you're dealing with.
Yeah,
good luck.
Good luck.
So what takes off crap? What's the product we're
shampoo
using?
Shampoo and a just hard brush.
Dawn? I
feel like Dawn. Yeah, and you know the best part about this dog is he hates water.
Oh, perfect. Oh, no. As a cat dog.
So I'm literally wrestling with him. It's been fun.
What's the turkey plan, Mike, by the way?
I think actually, yeah, it's the cape. It's where we're caped on.
All right,
the small clan that's left of us, we get together, have some turkey, maybe an eggnog. in honor of that troll Andy Hart.
Little maple whiskey eggnog, all's right in the world. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week.
See you, boys.
See ya. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. I don't know if you caught the tone there, Fitzy. I made fun of you last week for calling a game the third preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Mike Giardi's treating this like the fourth preseason game.
Let's
go out there and get Drake May 350 yards and four touchdowns. We're just penciling in stats now? Holy Moses.
They've passed all the tests.
I guess.
All the trap tests, and the Bengals are the historically the worst defense maybe ever to play.
And Trags told us Mike was just going over like, I'm not sure if Trags told you, and then he literally said the exact same. Like, this is a legendarily bad defense. And the Jets game, the way that one went, like, it was supposed to sort of be like, yeah, you get up, you get a 20-point lead, and then you just sort of rest some guys and test some things out.
All right, coming up, we'll have a little more reaction to Mike Giardi's poo-pooing. See what I did there of everything that the Bengals bring to this game. And we got to look at a little Celtics action. NBA Cup action at the Garden tonight. Ooh, that's fantastic. That's next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.